Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey, Road Trippin', our next partner has a product we're personally using every day. We're all taking Athletic Greens because we want more energy, better immune systems, and we all got tired of taking pills and vitamins. Want to see what the hype is all about? It's obvious. Every scoop of Athletic Greens tastes great and helps us to feel our best in the morning. We have the peace of mind knowing that we're beginning every day with 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced superfoods, and even probiotics. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into the flu and cold season. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. So to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you one free year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/roadtrippin' and take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Again, it's athleticgreens.com/roadtrippin'. Get started today.
Hey, it's Kevin Hart with my pal, Catherine O'Hara.
Now, I'm more of a bestie.
Kinda, sorta. Right now, we're cash backing on everything we need for the holidays with Chase Freedom Unlimited.
I got some ornaments and lights.
Tis the season to cash back.
And lots of wrapping paper.
Maybe you're cash backing on a present bought for me?
About that.
I know you're kidding.
Am I?
How do you cash back? Learn more at chasefreedom.com. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Here we are. Let's roll. How did I ever get so lucky to be surrounded by three Wildcats? What a treat. This is Road Trippin'. RJ and Channing.
I'm your host. Like that? Damn.
That's how we are going to start. I'm your host, Allie Clifton, Richard Jefferson, Channing Frye. And our guest today is probably the best Wildcat of them all. Luke Walton. He's been on the podcast before.
I know, reluctantly because of comments like Channing's, but I do listen to the podcast and I enjoy the podcast.
I appreciate you lying to our listeners. I listened to
when you and Jaspin had to that was publicly funny. Debate your fantasy football squad.
Fuck Jaspin.
Gosh, so strong.
How is your team doing, Richard? How is your team doing?
Look, man, look, we have up years, we have down years. Last year, the Rams won the Super Bowl. This year, they're 3-9. Like, this is the way it goes sometimes. So, it's part of it. You know, we're fine. We're fine. That's all you need to know.
Wow. Yeah. This is a special episode, and we're going to dive into the heart and soul of it, if you will. There is a documentary out right now. You can check it out on CBS and CBS Sports Networks, surrounding that of college basketball. And the documentary is called Loot. It obviously is a documentary on legendary coach Luke Olsen, his journey and him rebuilding. I actually watched it today, him rebuilding that of the Arizona basketball team, men's basketball team. Luke is a narrator of it. It was wonderful. Oh, Rich and Channing are in it as well. But before we dive into all of that, I think we need to like set the table because a couple of people, even over the last couple of days, have asked me, the three of you, your friendship, where it started, how it began, the overlapping in college. Can you remind us all? Why are you laughing, Richard?
Oh, no, I'm laughing because it's like, The funny thing, when I think about our friendship, I think about, like, of all the things, I think about how, like, Channing's an adult now, and he was always, like, our little brother, right? Like, we used to drive down to watch him win a state championship, like, me, Luke, Gilbert, Jay Gardner. We were all there for his draft. But, you know, really, it just, you know, we've all been pretty much friends since we were in high school.
Yeah, Luke gave me my first beer because he didn't have nothing else in his damn refrigerator.
You were 21, fucking, though, right, Channing?
Definitely. Yeah,
he might have been 23 at that time. It might have been his senior year. It was before he lost his virginity.
Oh, boy. Not this story.
To your question, Allie.
Why do I feel like you are the adult of the group, Luke?
Because he's not. That's the thing. He's only like that out. Like, he's only like that publicly. Privately, he is nowhere near this person. But he's
again. Why I reluctantly come on the podcast? So Luke, who obviously is Hall of Fame, or, you know, none of us would be where we're at without him, had. Richard, myself, and a kid, Ricky Anderson, come on a recruiting trip together. It was really the first time the three of us hung out. And this is how good Luke got in that program. We were, you know, three of the top rated small forwards coming out of high school the same year. And we went on our recruiting trip, and Miles Simon and Mike Bibby hosted us. And Coach Olson brings all three of us the same weekend. We all play the same spot. And he says, listen, I have two open scholarships. First two to commit, have them. So Richard and I, both who Arizona was our dream school, as soon as the trip ended and before we got on our plane, both of us separately, but we did the same thing. We committed on the spot because that's how, you know, how much we wanted to play for Luke. But the fact that his recruiting had gotten so good that he could just bring us in against ourselves and have it work was pretty special. And that's where Richard and ours friendship began. Ricky, who then had his dad also played for Lute Olson back way back in the day, begged Coach Olson to take him. Again, like one of the top small forwards, could have gone to any school in the West Coast at least. And Lute told him, well, you can come, but you have to redshirt. And Ricky was like, I'm in. So Ricky, pretty much by saying, like, look, I don't care who doesn't come. I know at least one of you are, and whoever wants it first gets it. So that's when Rich and I first met. We were roommates our freshman year. Our conversation was like, look, I have a TV. He's like, I got an Xbox. I was like, all right, I'll see you in 3 months. Perfect. And yeah. From there, we kind of, you know, we lived together those first 2 years, and friendship grew from there.
The funny thing is, remember Ricky Anderson, and this is how small of a world it is. Ricky Anderson, who played on the same AAU team, I believe, is Josh Kroenke. Didn't he play on the same AAU team? Because he had to go take a visit to Missouri. That was like the one. He was like, I can't commit on this visit. I have to go do this because, you know, that wasn't even a favor. It was more of like out of respect. Like, I had already had this plan. His dad was real old school. Our parents were like, me and Luke's parents were like, you guys can do whatever you want. So Ricky had to go do one more visit. And me and Luke were like, well, Ricky, you enjoy that trip. We're both going to commit. We're both going to commit while you do that. That was one of the things. And just so people understand how competitive the West Coast was at the time, the other two small forwards from the West Coast, from California, were Matt Barnes and Tayshaun Prince. So you're talking about, you know, four small forwards that all played 10 plus years in this league. You know, all of us are champions now that I think about it. I won a championship. You did, Tayshaun with Detroit, and then Matt Barnes won with Golden State. But we were the ones that were just going around playing in AAU tournaments, playing against each other. So the West Coast was really, really competitive when it came to like our position.
Okay. So how does Channing fit into this?
I'm the best piece of the pie here. Hold on. So, wait, let me tell my story.
Richard and I like to have a good time in college. So when it came time to host recruits, and if it was a recruit that Luke, Coach Olson really wanted, he would put Richard and I on the job. So he gave us Channing.
That's a bestowed honor. You got to earn that.
Yeah, you got to earn that honor.
Listen, you got to earn that because you can go on some shitty recruiting visits.
We used to host recruits for other teams. Chad, hey. We used to host recruits for like the volleyball team. I remember Coach Rubio, and I know Coach Rubio, who's the head volleyball coach, would be like, "Hey, Rich, Luke, are you guys doing anything this weekend? Because we have a couple of recruits in town." One of them ended up marrying our best friend, Justin Wessel. You know, shout out. But Stephanie Saragossa at the time before she became a Wessel. But yeah, we were the recruiters in our little group.
And we found out quickly Channing needed a lot of help. Like, coming out of St. Mary's, he was – you think he's special now. You should have seen this skinny little kid coming out of St. Mary's. Oh, so we took him under our wing. Like Rich said, we used to load up in the car and drive down to Phoenix because ultimately, like, that's what –
Wait, what kind of car did y'all ride up in?
Let's stop asking questions, bro.
Yeah. So Lute Olson built a family – program. So like we all had each other's backs. We would do whatever for each other. And Channing was becoming the newest member of that family. So we would load up in the car, drive down to Phoenix, go to his high school games, heckle him from the crowd. Cause we also talked about
that. No way.
If he was going to be one of us, he had to be able to handle that. So, I remember Channing had two little twins on his team that were better than Channing. They shot all the shots.
They played at Oregon State.
Yeah.
So Luke and Rich played together.
Yep.
Luke and Channing played together. Rich, you did not play with Channing.
I lied to Channing.
Richard lied to my damn face.
Well, I did the same thing to you that Mike Bibby did to me. Mike Bibby was like, "Hey, come here. I'm going to be throwing you lobs all day." And I'm like, I'm in. And then I was like, I said the same thing to Channing. Like, "Channing, man, come here. Me and Luke, we got you. Jay Gardner, we're going to be like top five in the country, if not number one in the country. Like, come on, it's going to be great." "Oh, I'm not coming back for my senior year. I'm sorry. I'm not coming back."
That was a good decision for everyone, Richard.
I signed early because literally, like they were like, "Hey, Channing, you're not the best." They were like, "But we believe in you." They were like, "Here's a list of all the centers that want to come here." And we're talking like, obviously Tyson Chandler didn't do it, but like Tyson Chandler, this guy, Michael Fay, there were some other like really big name guys at the time. They were like, "You're down here. We believe in you." And they were like, "If you want to come here, you might have to redshirt." I was like, "Fuck that. I'm not going to redshirt, but I'll bust my ass this summer so that I can play." And then they were just like, "Well, you're going to have to tell the world you're committing now." I took one unofficial visit. Luke and them, they end up sticking me with Gilbert half the night, which was interesting to say the least. But then I end up committing. And then it got fun because then I could just kind of hang out with the guys. But then, I was like, "Man, I can't wait next year. Look at all these. We're going to be so good." And literally Luke got left with us. It was Luke and Ricky and Jay Gardner with five freshmen. Will, Salim, myself, Isaiah Fox, and Dennis Lattimore.
Yeah, Will Bynum, so NBA fans.
We ended up getting back into the top 10 that year.
We were number one in the country for a little bit.
Yeah, but preseason they dropped.
Preseason we were trash.
Lute Olson had a record of however many straight years his teams were ranked top 25. We went to the national championship game. And then all those guys left, and the media decided to break that record of his and vote Arizona out of the top 25.
But we ended up beating Maryland the first game of the season.
But this is what happened, and this was what was great. I believe it's true. You guys played – did you guys play at MSG? Did you guys play at MSG? So they played at MSG. So I was in New York. I think I might have made sure I didn't foul anyone at the end of my game with the Nets so I can get into my car and sprint to MSG to go watch these guys play. and they won like a couple of games. So even though they weren't in the preseason top 25, they crushed it. Maybe it was the NIT or something, and then they ended up winning that. So they got back in the top 25. But again, like we talk about this, and it's like our lives have been intertwined for you know, it feels like, you know, 20 plus years at this point.
Yeah, it has been 20 like, plus years.
It goes back to Lute Olson, right? Like he's the one, he's the godfather that brought us all together and has kind of gave us the pathway for so many of us to have success post college.
Yeah. Coach, I mean, Coach O was the one that like made basketball fun. Right. And it was like, just do your job. And then you just do that the best you can. And realistically, you never really had to worry about numbers. Right. And which is a weird concept. Right. You were just like, guys, yeah, Richard averaged 12 points. It was a lottery pick. Like, you don't have to average numbers. You just got to win. And if you win, you're going to be on TV. Yeah.
And Allie, average 11. Channing was bad. Like, he was like a 3-star recruit. And by the time Lute Olson got done with him, he was a higher pick than all of us.
Yes, that was the funniest part. I was like, they were asking me. I remember me and Channing hung out a bunch before his senior year, and finally I was like, Channing, what are you doing, bro? You can't be hanging out. You got to go get ready. It's your senior year, and so we wouldn't let him come to Vegas. Our end of the summer.
Still mad
Vegas
about that.
Trip. It was one of the best trips of all time. We rented out We rented out the Real World suite and just had just a good time with a bunch of our friends. But Channing, towards the end of the year at the tournament, like one of our scouts, Ed Stefanski, he goes, "Hey, you know your buddy Channing Frye, man?" I'm like, "Yeah, yeah. I think they're doing all right." He's like, "Oh, they have him projected top 10." I'm like, "They have him projected what? Top what?" They're like, "Oh yeah, he's been balling." I'm like, "There is no way, Channing Frye, you guys have him going in the top 10.
Yeah.
Everyone does, not just one idiot.
No, because you know what happened is I was a center, which we all know, like eventually I'm not really a center, right? Especially not in the league, but Andrew Bogut was the unanimous number one that year, and we beat them. And I played really good that game. And then in the tournament, before, you know, that one, the infamous game, I was killing it. And even in the game that we lost, I had 24, 16, and 5. I was absolutely destroying people.
Yeah.
I'll never forget it.
Never forget it.
I mean, I do want to know this because you guys obviously rave about Lou and your time at Arizona. And if you watch the documentary, I think you get a good grasp of it. Because the family aspect, the family dynamic, but also his ability to like balance being able to coach you guys. Like, what was it, especially Luke, for you as a coach now? Are there things that you picked up from him? Or what was his ability like to be able to kind of walk that fine line and get the most out of you guys? And here you are. So many of you are a part of this story, you know, and telling what his impact was like.
Well, he was amazing because in the fun part of watching the doc was like hearing the same stories from Damon's mouth or from JT's mouth or Steve. So he had this ability of where like his core values were his core values. And we were going to practice the fundamentals of the game every single day. But he would change how the team would play depending on who his best players were and what was going to give their team the best chance of winning. So, you know, being firm and strong as a leader to where he's consistent and he challenges us every day, but then also being open-minded enough to recognize when the game should be shifted from the bigs to Damon and Khalid Reed.
Yeah.
You know, I remember my first 3 years there, it was like, I wasn't allowed to do much other than what my job was. And then Richard and Gilbert and all them left, he called Jay Gardner and I up to the office and he's like, "Look, this is your team now. We need more out of you guys and you have more freedom to do what you want." And I think it was Damon telling the story, a very similar story to that. So his ability to give ownership and freedom to the players that deserved it and that he was going to need to take their teams to, you know, championship levels was very impressive. And the hard part was you just didn't recognize it at the time. Like somebody said, I think it was Steve, was like, you're a little bit afraid of him. Like you love him
He's your grandfather.
Your grandfather, yeah, but you're a little bit afraid of him. And that was
he has hands bigger than mine, Allie.
Oh,
but he'd be like, Channing, are you here?
The Tom Tolbert stuff where
so funny.
Like there was somebody on each team that was Tom Tolbert. So like I'm sitting there watching the doc and just laughing, thinking about, you know, how many times for us that was probably Isaiah Fox.
Oh, my God. Big Fox.
Know, he's coaching, too. You know, he was on our staff in L.A. for a year. Now he's been with the Philly G League for a bunch of years. But coach just pushed and pushed and pushed and made people better and better.
Yeah, well, the thing about him being like your grandfather, it's like you didn't want to let him down. Like we always talk about, he never cussed. Like, think about that. Never cussed. Never. And he had to coach me and Gilbert and like a bunch of crazy people.
Chris
never
Rogers.
Chris Rogers. Yeah, a lot of people. But he never cussed. But to Luke's point, like, we were always just kind of in the moment. And I remember we won the Maui Classic. We won the Maui Classic. And this was my junior year. And I'm walking to go do an interview with him to go do like a thing. And he was like, yes, Richard. So, you know, the NBA scouts are going to want to continue to see you playing high level defense. When we played well and won the championship, we had Michael Dickerson and Jason Terry. And he's saying this to me and I'm sitting here like, coach, are you talking to me about the NBA? Like I'm freaked. Like it was more of just like, he knew how to give you just like incremental compliments or incremental boost to let you know, like, hey, you were a freshman with Jason Terry. Now you're a sophomore. And every single time we record a podcast, the trash comes. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but it every time it's uncanny. But it was just, he just knew how to do it in such an incremental way that almost like you were like, you would be caught aback, like, because he's telling you he believes in you and he's telling you how to go be successful. He's like, hey, when we won a championship, we had great defenders and I believe you can be one of those elite defenders. He's saying this to me casually and he never talked to me. He never talked to me, he yelled at me and asked me if I was going to class. And so now he's having a conversation with me and I'm just not freaked out, but just being like, holy shit, this man who has seen all the basketball is kind of telling me he believes in me that I can play at the next level, which we all believe it because we're arrogant, but like you don't get confirmation until you've been confirmed. So he just had a special knack to know how to incrementally give people more and more responsibility and allow them to grow.
I think so one summer I went from like 205 pounds to 235 pounds. And I remember, like, I bust my ass. I stayed there, did all this, you know, lifting and all this on summer. And the end of the summer, he saw me. And he was just like, you know, grabbed my shoulders and goes, this is what I'm talking about. More of this. And, like, I'm like, what? And he slammed me. You know, he kind of hits me on my shoulders. Like, I'm proud of you for the work you put in. And I was like, oh, shit, thanks, coach. You know, this is awesome. And he's like, go down there and work on your free throw or something. But, like, so off the court was crazy. So my junior year, I was taking classes because I didn't know if I was going to leave or not. That year we were bad, but like we lost in the first round. But like that was my best statistical year, and so I'm trying to take these classes to get as far along, you know, for graduating as possible. And Coach O comes and looks at my schedule, and he's like, "Are you taking a class at 7 o'clock at night?" And I was like, yeah, coach, I like, you know, I know our schedule, so I got to take it to do this. He goes, absolutely not. You have worked too hard to do this about basketball and blah, blah. He goes, are you going to be a scientist? He goes, no. I was like, he was like, stop doing that. He was like, man, he was basically like, you're so close. Don't, because you're going to be exhausted, right? By time in class. You know, don't do that. Switch. Where is I forgot her name. The tutoring lady. Get her on.
Was Jennifer Muse? Was it Muse?
Yes,
was it
Jennifer Muse. Yes. Jennifer, and you know, and fix it.
But seriously, how is the land? You guys are balling out in Cleveland. It's cool. It is. I will say this. Like I said, I told Luke, like, he, you know, he had some coaching options, and I was like, dude, Cleveland is the spot. That is where you need to go. 100%
He had options. Damn.
Isn't that how you remember it?
Don't ever do Cleveland like that.
What is there a question here? What is it? I don't know what's going on. if it's about Cleveland, yes, we are having a blast. The kids are loving it. The fans here are incredible. Like, amazing. You go to the grocery store and there's like 65-year-old women that are like, they know everyone on the team, and they want, you know, everyone in this city is very invested in the Cavs and get behind the Cavs. Coaching with JB has been awesome. And the rest of the staff that he's put together. So it's, so far it's been a great move, and having a lot of fun doing it.
What's one thing about Donovan Mitchell that you found out that he does better when you see him every day than when you're just like, you know, when you just watch him on the Jazz?
He's got that factor. Like, when it's big moments, his game rises, and he's he you know, there's different levels of all-stars, and he's one of those guys that you know you can count on. And you see the way that he works, the way that he takes care of his body. These are things that you just don't know about people until you're either playing with them or coaching them. His commitment to his craft is very, very high level, from an understanding of reads, how he's being covered, and to how he takes care of his body and works on his game is what you want out of your players. And the crazy thing is, when we got him, he's 26 now. He was 25. So, like, damn is right, because
he's been doing it a long time.
Yeah,
he's been doing it a long time, and he's the old one of the group, right? Of that core of, you know, DG and Ev and JA. Like, these guys are young. So the future here is very bright, and the fact that, you know, they get to keep, you know, growing together and going through all this stuff together, you know, is exciting.
I want to ask about Evan Mobley quickly, just and then Ali, you can ask it. Like, Evan Mobley, I think he has a chance to be like special. Now, I know he's super young and he's got so much talent around him. There's some players that benefit from, like, hey, you're going to play 35 minutes a night and you're going to get baptized and you're going to learn to grow and be that dude. And then there's certain guys that are like, hey, you're going to get 15, 20, 25, 30 minutes a night and you're going to have to learn within a winning environment. Like, how do you think that that's, you know, getting Donovan here, how do you think that that's kind of like impacted his kind of growth? And do you think that there are things that he can do even within that kind of team, like, space, because there is so much talent around him?
Yeah, he's the great thing about Ev is he really doesn't even need the ball to help you win. Like, there, like, we got the, you know, the top defense in the NBA, and a huge part of that is what him and JA do as far as protecting that paint. But from making, you know, making the extra pass to putting out fires defensively, to being able to score and rebound, like, he does all these things that lead to winning. And there's a lot of players in the league that will put up bigger, better numbers, and their teams lose all the time. So with Ev, we're just continuing to work with him becoming more aggressive, because he naturally always wants to make the right play. And as you know, Richard, like, for Channing, like, for role players, you should always make the right play. When you're as good as Ev in really some good of these, yeah, stars, like, these all-stars around the league, like, the right play isn't always as good as getting a little more selfish and aggressive yourself. So, you know, he works on his game extremely hard. He's going to help us win no matter what he's doing out there, just by the way he plays. But, you know, even JB challenged him to start, you know, shooting three-pointers a game. Like, that's how high we think of what Ev is going to become, and the work that he puts in. Like, his work ethic is every day. Like, we do our work every day post-practice, and you can see it. Like, you guys will see at some point this year he's going to start making threes once he starts shooting them. And that's just going to help open up, you know, a lot more for us offensively. But he is the real deal, and he is about nothing but winning. And that's, you know, it's great to have a young man his age that doesn't really care about all the other stuff. He wants to get better, and he wants to win basketball games. And that's shows a lot of maturity for someone. I think what's that, 21, 22 years old.
Talk about young, certainly special and indeed really fun to watch. Luke, before we let you go and Rich go, we all take Athletic Greens. We love taking AG1. We do our AG1 tip of the day, which Richard likes to give a tip of the day either to an NBA player or an NBA coach. So maybe he'd like to give you a tip, Luke, before you go.
AG1, okay, I've been on AG1 for like 5 or 6 years now.
Oh, amazing.
I know.
I worked with a sports psychologist, Mike Gervais, and he put me on it like maybe even longer than that. But I've been on that for a while. I start.
Oh, are you trying to get a sponsorship too, bro? Are you trying to?
I don't have one. We have it at the facility. I start my morning with one every morning.
You start your morning? Yes. You know what? See, that's why we're all brothers. We all just inadvertently just do all the exact same things. So my AG1 tip of the day is listen to Luke Walton. That's my tip of the day. That's a fantastic tip. Listen to him. Richard start your morning
and,
with
Richard
AG1.
Richard and Channing did it when they were young, and look where they're at now.
Whoa.
I was about to say, wow. Look at us all getting along. Love it. Luke, you're amazing. Thanks for being so brave.
Allie, thank you for bringing some maturity to this group.
Thank you.
You're the kindness. And I do encourage everyone to go out and check out that documentary narrated by Luke. They're all a part of it. They're Brotherhood from Arizona. It is a spectacular documentary. Podium U did a wonderful job. So thanks to all of you guys for sharing your stories, and they're endless and it's wonderful. So Luke, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Hey, it's Kevin Hart with my friend Catherine O'Hara.
Tis I.
And we're cash backing on our entire holiday gift list with Chase Freedom Unlimited.
We are. How about cologne for Jack?
You know what? That's cash backing and it's in the air.
Ooh, and I love this scarf for Barbara.
And I love the cash backing.
Focus on the giving, Kev.
And one more on the list. Somebody named Kev.
Kevin!
Yes! How do you cash back? Learn more at chasefreedom.com. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA, member FDIC.
Hey, Road Trippin', our next partner has a product we're personally using every day. We're all taking Athletic Greens because we want more energy, better immune systems, and we all got tired of taking pills and vitamins. Want to see what the hype is all about? It's obvious. Every scoop of Athletic Greens tastes great and helps us to feel our best in the morning. We have the peace of mind knowing that we're beginning every day with 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced superfoods, and even probiotics. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into the flu and cold season. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. So to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you one free year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/roadtrippin' and take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Again, it's athleticgreens.com/roadtrippin'. Get started today. This episode of Road Trippin' is brought to you by Mendy. Mendy offers a line of safe and trusted hemp-derived CBD products. And I cannot skip out on the fact that it is a women-owned company. I know what you're all thinking. Allie, wow, you've never sounded this hype when you're doing these reads. Well, it's because I had a full night's sleep last night. Since learning about Mendy, I've been eating their delicious gummies and using their CBD stick during the daytime, morning, and night. And before bed, I take some of Mendy's sleep tincture and always get a good night's rest. I woke up today with a ton of energy and was ready to roll despite having had a jam-packed schedule with TV and travel. Mendy's products are all natural for pain, sleep, stress, and energy. With Mendy, you have a choice between full spectrum and no THC. Mendy is a safe, inclusive choice if you're new to CBD. And oh, did I mention they're a women-owned company? Some things are just worth saying twice. Listen up, Road Trippers. You can save 30% off your first Mendy purchase with this exclusive offer. Just enter the promo code ROADTRIPPIN at checkout. It's 30% off your first Mendy purchase when you enter the promo code ROADTRIPPIN at checkout today. Hey, Road Trippers. Channing, Richard, and I all live on the West Coast now, but we love watching our Cavs play. But they don't always show their games in our local markets. This season, though, we've discovered an amazing trick that lets us watch every single NBA game live for a fraction of the normal cost. It's called ExpressVPN, and here's how it works. Sure, the NBA offers League Pass, which lets you stream games online, but if you live outside the US or Canada, it doesn't let you watch all of them. Some games, they're blocked out. So what do? Fire up ExpressVPN and use it to change your location to a different country, buy and use NBA League Pass from there, and boom, No more blackouts. Depending on the country, NBA League Pass could cost less than $15 for a whole year. ExpressVPN works on your computer, phone, router, and consoles like Fire TV, so you can watch all the games from any device. Even when we're not watching NBA games, we're using ExpressVPN for stuff like Netflix or Disney Plus to access thousands of extra shows that are only available in other countries' libraries. Enjoy all 1,230 games of the NBA season in crystal clear HD with the world's most trusted VPN, ExpressVPN. Use our special link today and get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/roadtrippin. Then you can use ExpressVPN to sign up for NBA League Pass at a huge discount. That's expressvpn.com/roadtrippin for 3 free months with a 1 year package. expressvpn.com/roadtrippin. All right, Channing.
Yes.
Let's actually start. We're going to start this part off with your Chase Freedom Cashback Player of the Week presented by Chase. The guy that you've had your eye on since the last time we spoke, the last several days, if you will. What player in the NBA?
I mean, big Shai Gilgeous-Alexander fan.
Oh.
Big. Him. I feel like, you know, obviously AD didn't play that much the last game, but Anthony Davis is having a crazy week. Those two guys. But, yeah, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander to me is like that guy. He might win most improved all-star starter if the Thunder win 2 or 3 more games. Like, he's been balling.
Do you see him staying in Oklahoma City?
Yeah, they should keep him. I think having a guy like that, he can always take steps back and still be effective. I think you're just seeing his full capacity because he's had full freedom, but it's because this team needs him to do that for them to even have a chance at winning. So hopefully if you put somebody next to him that he can trust, they can work together, coincide together.
Nice. Okay. So that's your Chase Freedom Cashback Player of the Week presented by Chase. However, I know you have to give some love and give your flowers, please. Just for a moment, maybe, to Anthony Davis.
Oh, yeah, I do. Man,
I know you've been impressed.
It's ridiculous what he's doing. But it's like, okay, now that train is going, you show me consistency, right? I don't need, you know, the streak he went on, I'm perfectly fine with that. Don't just do that and then disappear for a month, right? Mm-hmm. Like, for me, if there, you know, I don't know how many games are left, 50. Give me 40 out of 50 that are special. Give me 20 to 30, and then you may have a 40-point game in there here and there. But his aggression levels on both sides of the court, I think, and everyone's going to say this, everyone knows it, he's finally embraced playing a center, which doesn't even exist anymore. He's a matchup problem. He's more active around the basketball. He's getting downhill. He's not settling for bad threes or floating. He played really good basketball, so it's like about time.
Is it like a switch? Do you think it's a mentality? What is it you think? Is it simply just embrace? Efficiency is so much better. Yeah. You look at his shot chart and the way in which he's getting his buckets.
So I think he bought in, all right. So he bought in mentally, goes, okay, I'll play to 5. Then he had success 1 game, 2 games, 3 games. And now I think the game is more simple for him where he's not like, how am I going to get a shot? His activity is there where he's like, oh, I can screen and roll. I don't have to pop every single time. You know, not playing him at the 4 where he's like me just floating around is not really where he's dynamic, right? He's dynamic when he's going north and south and he's dribbling the ball. He's finishing around the rim. He's attacking smaller matchups or driving at bigger matchups. Like, he's a matchup problem when he's aggressive.
Are you into the belief the Lakers had won 8 of 10? They have dropped their last 2. Mm-hmm. Obviously very shorthanded because without that of AD in Cleveland, and then obviously no Braun, no AD, no Pat Beverly, no Winion Gabriel in Toronto. Think the Lakers may have turned a corner?
No.
Or are they still? No.
No. But I think... Think about this. They won 8 out of 10 because Anthony Davis was playing out of his skull. And you need and some of those teams are bad, right? Mm-hmm. You needed 55 to beat Orlando or something like that. Like, I forgot the team. It's like You barely beat up on the Spurs, who are 1-11 the last 12 games, right? And so for me, it's like you're still not addressing the problem. They don't have scoring. Are they fast? Are they slow? Like, what is the Lakers? I think this is who they are, right? I think they're going to be a 37, 38 win team this year, maybe, unless they get some help. They got to make trades. They're too crusty.
All right, two teams that are not crusty, but I do need to get your opinion. We saw the Suns and Celtics meet up in Phoenix. Did that win say more about the Celtics or more about the Suns?
I mean, the Celtics are the best team, man. They have an opportunity. I think I said this on this podcast. If they win it this year, I think they have an opportunity to become a dynasty. Mm-hmm. I think they have youth. They have culture. I think they have everything that you need. Shooting. Their players are at the right age now where stats don't really matter, just wins. And then they've been doing this without Robert Williams. So, like, you add him back into the lineup, that's going to help their defense even more. But the Suns, I think, are a great team. I think they lack a physical bouncy forward. I think Cam Johnson, and Jay Crowder were great for them, whether that's shooting or spacing or defensively. I feel like they lack that in their roster.
They expect Robert Williams coming back at Christmas time. So I can only imagine what that means and where they go from here. I know you watched a lot of hoops this week. What other teams? What about the situation in Atlanta with Trae Young? Let's kind of do a whip around the league.
My honest opinion is this could have been solved if he would have just shown up. I don't know what was said, but I know that with, great power comes great responsibility. Spider-Man. So for me, I have to really look, right? If I'm the Hawks, you have DeJounte Murray. You want to establish a good culture. And if your main superstar guy is not bought in wholly to that culture, right? I mean, how many are you going to switch coaches again, right? Nate's done a really good job while he's there. But me looking from the outside, you can't be a superstar and throw a little fit and not go to the game. But I don't know the issue. So I may be completely wrong or off, but from the outside, I go, well, if you want to act up, that's why we have DeJounte Murray here.
Yeah. Your latest surprise team, one you had your eye on, one you've had your eye on?
You know what? I'm obviously the Blazers. I'm out here. Jeremy Grant, I think, is an all-star this year. I think he's playing like that. I think they've done a good job staying afloat. While Damian Lillard isn't there. Who else? Toronto, even though they lost to Boston, I think is a very good team. I think they're going to be tough to play in the playoffs.
The length does not go away.
No. They have except for Van Vliet, everyone is 6'5 to 6'10, and they don't have a position. And Pascal Siakam's having a career year. He's been balling out of his mind. You love to see it.
It is so impressive. Yeah. The Nets were on a bit of a turnaround. I mean, again, since we've talked a lot about them and the Lakers and what we've needed to see, and we just talked about the Lakers and their kind of turnaround. They had won 6 of 7 before dropping that game to the Celtics.
You know what? I think anytime you have a team with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, you're going to go on wins like this. But what are they consistently, right? Who are they? And I think for me, they have to address some issues, with that roster and then their defense. It's like that has to get better. And you're asking Kevin Durant to be MVP caliber, Kevin Durant to win games. That to me is tough. That's hard to sustain.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
I hear you.
All right. Well, what else you got? What else is on your brain? You are doing a wine
Yeah.
Tasting.
So we're doing a wine tasting here at Wieden & Kennedy. You know, we know some people work here, so they've asked to reach out. And so we're going to tell our story. Going to get interviewed, tell our story, pour some wine, shake hands, kiss babies. And then tomorrow I look at vineyards.
By the way, this is completely off topic. However, yeah. You should go to chosenfamilywines.com and get you a bottle for the holidays. I've checked out their holiday packs the other day. They're phenomenal. Shaq being thrown into the Christmas tree.
It's hilarious.
Dad, were you there that night?
Yeah, I went home. I'm done at 7 on Tuesdays.
Oh.
So I went home and was chilling. Shaq is hilarious. He is hilarious.
Oh, my God.
He's such a funny person.
Oh, my God. He's incredible. All right. Well, that'll do it unless you've got something
perfect.
Else.
Perfect. I got nothing.
All right. Well, I think this is all one edition of Road Trippin'. So
yeah,
we will sign off with that. Thanks to Luke. Such an awesome storyteller. He's wonderful.
He's great.